"Is it Guam?" the flight engineer asked. Then, after a pause, he said, "It's Guam, Guam." The captain chuckled. "Good." The first officer reported to air traffic control that the airplane was clear of Charlie Bravo, cumulonimbus clouds, and requested radar vectors for runway 6 left. The plane began its descent towards Guam Airport. They would make a visual approach, the captain said. He had flown into Guam Airport from Kimpo 8 times previously, most recently a month ago, and he knew the airport and the surrounding terrain well. The landing gear went down. The flaps were extended 10 degrees. At 1:41 and 48 seconds, the captain said, "Wiper on," and the flight engineer turned them on. It was raining. The first officer then said, "Not in sight?" He was looking for the runway. He couldn't see it. 1 second later, the ground proximity warning system called out in its electronic voice, 500 feet. The plane was 500 feet off the ground. But how could that be if they couldn't see the runway? 2 seconds passed. The flight engineer said, "Eh?" in an astonished tone of voice. At 1:42 and 19 seconds, the first officer said, "Let's make a missed approach," meaning, "Let's pull up and make a large circle and try the landing again." 1 second later, the flight engineer said, "Not in sight." The first officer added, "Not in sight, missed approach." At 1:42 and 22 seconds, the flight engineer said, "Again, go around." At 1:42 and 23 seconds, the captain repeated, "Go around." But he was slow to pull the plane out of its descent. At 1:42 and 26 seconds, the plane hit the side of Nimitz Hill, a densely vegetated mountain 3 miles southwest of the airport. $60 million and 212,000 kilograms of steel slamming into rocky ground at 100 miles an hour. The plane skidded for 2,000 feet, severing an oil pipeline and snapping pine trees before falling into a ravine and bursting into flames. By the time rescue workers reached the crash site, 228 of the 254 people on board were dead.